Welcome to the Tabernacle of David Restored. Please enjoy this teaching by Jaco van der Merwe. I hope that you enjoy this teaching.
Jeremiah Study, Part 2, Lesson 11, 2 Kings 24, 2 Chronicles 36, and the Book of Jeremiah, presented by Jaco van der Merwe, the Tabernacle of David Restored in Edom. Matthew 23, verse 8 to 10. But you must not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, Christ, and you are all brothers. And call no one your father on the earth, for one is your father in heaven. Nor be called teachers, for one is your teacher, even Christ. 2 Timothy 3, verse 13 to 17. But evil men and seducers will go forward to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue in the things that you have learned, and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from a babe you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly furnished to every good work. Colossians 2, verse 8 to 12. Beware, lest anyone rob you through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in whom also you were raised through the faith of the working of God, raising him from the dead. Isaiah 28, verse 9 to 13. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Those weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be on precept, precept on precept, line on line, line on line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people, to whom he said, "This is the rest, cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing." Yet they were not willing to hear. But the word of Jehovah was to them precept on precept, precept on precept, line on line, line on line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward, and be broken, and snared, and taken. 2 Chronicles chapter 36. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh his Elohim. Against him came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bound him in bronze shackles to carry him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried the vessels of the house of Yahweh to Babylon, and put them in his temple at Babylon. Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, became king in the place of his half-brother Jehoahaz, after he was taken captive by Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim walked evil in the sight of Yahweh, and Jeremiah the prophet was again called to carry the word of repentance to King Jehoiakim. And Jeremiah made yokes of wood, which he carried around, and then gave it to the ambassadors of the surrounding countries that came to Jerusalem for a council meeting in those days. Jeremiah told them that they should know that Yahweh the Elohim that created the heavens and the earth have ordained that Jerusalem and all the surrounding nations will serve the king of Babylon, and that those who refuse to do so will be killed. Those who do choose to serve Babylon will stay in their own countries and plow their own fields. Then Jeremiah went to the king's house and brought a message to the children of Josiah that they should repent and execute judgment and righteousness. If they do not do so, the descendants of Jehoiakim would be cut off from the throne, and no descendant of him will sit on the throne forevermore. Jeremiah also went to the temple of Yahweh and shouted to everyone going in and out that they should repent, or Yahweh will send destruction over Jerusalem and the temple. Jeremiah was thrown in prison and barely escaped with his life. In the third year, Nebuchadnezzar came against Jerusalem and forced Jehoiakim to change allegiance away from Egypt, and Jerusalem and Israel became a vassal to Babylon. It was during this siege that Daniel and his friends were taken into exile. Jeremiah brought a message to King Jehoiakim and told him not to rebel and to serve the king of Babylon. This was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. During the first and second year of his captivity, Daniel made a great name for himself and became a ruler over all Babylon. In the fourth year, Babylon went up against Egypt in Carchemish at the Euphrates River and defeated Egypt. Yahweh then told Jeremiah to write about the destruction of Egypt and the surrounding nations in a letter and to send it to Jehoiakim. So, Jeremiah had Baruch write all that Yahweh had told him down in a letter, and in the fifth year, which would then be the second year of Jerusalem being a vassal to Babylon, Baruch took the letter to King Jehoiakim. But he was not interested to hear what Jeremiah had to say, and he burnt the letter without hearing the full content thereof. Also, during the fourth year of Jehoiakim, Yahweh told Jeremiah that the house of Judah will go into captivity to Babylon for 70 years, after which he will bring some of them back to Jerusalem. It was also made clear to Jeremiah that because Jehoiakim burnt the scroll, that destruction on the house of Judah will come and that the spoilers will come and spoil the city. To the prophet Habakkuk, Yahweh told him that he is raising the Chaldeans against Jerusalem and Israel and that they will bring destruction to it. 2 Kings chapter 24. In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. And Yahweh sent against him raiding bands of the Chaldeans, and raiding bands of the Arameans, and raiding bands of the Moabites, and raiding bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of Yahweh, which he spoke by his servant the prophets. Surely, at the commandment of Yahweh came this upon Judah, to remove them out of his sight, for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed. For he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which Yahweh would not pardon. 3 years after Jerusalem became a vassal to Babylon, Jehoiakim rebelled and joined the Egyptian alliance. He did not listen to the prophecies and warnings of Jeremiah, but rather listened to his own prophets and priests that advised him on the matters of the kingdom. This happened in the 6th year of the reign of Jehoiakim. Egypt had an enormous army and was allied with Ethiopia and Libya. Nebuchadnezzar controlled the countries north of Israel, just as Jeremiah prophesied, and then there was a great war between Egypt and Babylon. History tells us that there was a great battle between these two countries, and that Babylon pushed Egypt all the way back into its own country, but that the battle ended in a stalemate with huge losses on both sides of the battle. After this battle, Egypt did not leave its territories anymore. It took Nebuchadnezzar 5 years before he retaliated against Jerusalem after Jehoiakim's betrayal. Yahweh sent Jeremiah to the Rechabites to bring them a message. Jeremiah and the Rechabites. In Jeremiah chapter 35, Yahweh sends Jeremiah to call the Rechabites and to speak to them the words of Yahweh. At first glance, this is a very random chapter that does not seem to fit the context of Scripture. There are very little regarding the Rechabites in Scripture, but let's have a look at what we can find. The Rechabites are descendants from the Kenites. The Kenites go all the way back to Moses. If we follow through the Bible chronology, we later learn that Moses was actually married to the daughter of a Kenite, but was her father not a Midianite? It turns out that Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, was a priest of the Midianites, but he himself was a Kenite. Judges 1 verse 16. And the sons of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up out of the city of palm trees with the sons of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which is in the south of Arad, and they went and lived among the people. We read about Jethro in the book of Exodus chapter 3 for the first time. Exodus 3 verse 1. And Moses kept the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, to Horeb. Exodus 18 verse 1. When Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel his people, that Jehovah had brought Israel out of Egypt, then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back, and her two sons, of which the name of the one was Gershom, for he said, I have been an alien in a strange land, and the name of the other was Eliezer, for the God of my father, my help, delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife to Moses in the wilderness, where he camped at the mountain of God. Later in the chapter of Exodus 18, we learn that Jethro worshipped Yahweh and gave thanks for Moses and Israel that came out of Egypt. 18 verse 9. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which Jehovah had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, Blessed be Jehovah, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, and who has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. For now I know that Jehovah is greater than all gods, for in the thing in which they were proved against them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. And Aaron came, and all the elders of Israel, to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. The nations of the regions of Egypt and Canaan knew about Yahweh, especially after the children of Israel left Egypt in the way that they did. But they also worshipped other gods. But the children of Israel were not allowed to worship any other god, for Yahweh gave them the truth that He is the creator of heaven and earth, and that He chose Israel as a holy nation to Himself, and that there are no other gods except for Him. Judges 1 verse 16. And the sons of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up out of the city of palm trees with the sons of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which is in the south of Arad, and they went and lived among the people. We know that Yahweh sent the children of Israel to slay the Midianites after they conquered the lands to the east of the Jordan before they crossed over into Canaan. Numbers 31 verse 2. Avenge the sons of Israel from the Midianites. Afterward you shall be gathered to your people. Behold, these caused the sons of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit sin against Jehovah in the matter of Peor, and the plague was on the congregation of Jehovah. And now kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that has known man by lying with him. But all the female children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourself. This was spoken after the Israelites killed all the men and women and took captives and brought them back with them. The question always remained about Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, who returned to Midian. According to the book of Judges, he was a Kenite, and they joined with the tribes of Judah. The Kenites could have been a different kind of people that lived with Midian, and Jethro was a priest to them, or the Kenites could have been a family within Midian, and they left and joined Israel. The Bible does not give clear information about this. All we know is that Jethro, a Kenite, was not killed when the Midianites were slain. In Judges chapter 4, we have the story of Deborah and Barak. Barak asked Deborah to go with him, and the armies of Israel making war against King Jabin of Canaan. Sisera was the captain of the armies of King Jabin, and after Yahweh delivered them into the hands of Israel, Sisera fled to the house of Heber the Kenite, where Jael drove a tent peg into the temple of his head, and he died. Judges 4 verse 17. And Sisera fled on his feet to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. For there was peace between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber, the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera, and said to him, Turn in, my lord, turn in to me, do not fear. When he had turned in to her into the tent, she covered him with a rug. And he said to her, Please give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. And she opened a skin of milk and gave him a drink, and covered him. Again he said to her, Stand in the door of the tent, and it shall be, when any man comes asking of you, saying, Is there any man here? You shall say no. Judges 4 verse 21. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a peg of the tent, and put a hammer in her hand, and went softly to him, and struck the peg into his temple, and beat it into the ground, for he was asleep and weary, so he died. Judges 5 verse 24. Blessed among women shall Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, be. She shall be blessed above women in the tent. According to 1 Chronicles, the Rechabites comes from the family of the Kenites. 1 Chronicles 2 verse 55. And the families of the scribes who lived at Jabez were the Terathites, the Shimeathites, and the Shuchathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. During the time of Ahab and Jezebel, Yahweh called Jehu to make an end to the house of Ahab. 2 Kings 10 verse 15. And he left there and found Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he greeted him and said to him, Is your heart right, as my heart is with your heart? And Jehonadab answered, It is. If it is, give me your hand. And he gave his hand, and he took him up to him into the chariot. And he said, Come with me and see my zeal for Jehovah. And they made him ride in his chariot. And he came to Samaria, and killed all the remained to Ahab in Samaria, until he had destroyed him, according to the saying of Jehovah, which he spoke to Elijah. And Jehu gathered all the people together and said to them, Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu shall serve him much. Verse 19. And now call to me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants and all his priests. Let no one be lacking, for I have a great sacrifice to Baal. Whoever shall be lacking, he shall not live. But Jehu was acting with cunning, to the end that he might destroy the worshippers of Baal. And Jehu said, Call a solemn feast for Baal, and they called it. And Jehu sent through all Israel, and all the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left who did not come. And they came into the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was full from one end to another. And he said to him who was over the robe room, Bring out robes for all the worshippers of Baal. And he brought them out for them. And they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. And Jehu had appointed 8 men outside and said, If any of the men whom I have brought into your hands escapes, his life shall be for the life of him. And it happened, when he made an end of the offering, the burnt offering, Jehu said to the guard and to the commanders, Go in, kill them, do not let anyone come out. And they struck them with the edge of the sword, and the guard and the commanders threw them out, and they went to the city, to the house of Baal. Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, joined Jehu on his chariot when he went after Ahab's descendants. And in Nehemiah, we read that the Rechabites were involved with the repairs of the walls of Jerusalem after the 70 years of exile. Nehemiah 3 verse 14. But the Dung Gate was repaired by Malchiah, the son of Rechab, the ruler of part of Beth Hagarim. He built it and set up its doors, its locks, and its bars. So, the Rechabites was descendants of the Kenites, who were Gentiles not from the families of Israel, who joined the families of Judah. During the time of King Joachim, Yahweh sent Jeremiah to the Rechabites and made them a promise because of their loyalty to their father, Jehonadab. Let's go and read Jeremiah chapter 35. The obedience of the Rechabites. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh in the days of Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go to the house of the Rechabites, and speak to them, and bring them into the house of Yahweh, into one of the rooms, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brothers, and all his sons, and all the house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of Yahweh, into the room of the sons of Hanan, the sons of Agdaliah, a man of Elohim, who was by the room of the leaders, which was above the room of Messiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said to them, drink the wine. Verse 6. Then they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, neither you nor your sons forever. Neither shall you build a house, nor sow seed, nor plant a vineyard, nor have any possessions, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where you are strangers. So have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he has commanded us, to drink no wine at all in our days, we, our wives, our sons, and our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyards, or fields, or seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jehonadab, our father, has commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came into the land, that we said, come, and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Arameans, so we dwell in Jerusalem. Then came the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah, saying, Verse 13. This says Yahweh, host of armies, the Elohim of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive instruction to listen to my words, says Yahweh? The words of Jonadab, the sons of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. To this day they drank none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened to me. I have sent to you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, make repentance now every man from his evil ways, and change your doings, and go not after other Elohim to serve them. And you shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But you have not inclined your ear, nor listened to me. The sons of Jonadab, the sons of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people have not listened to me. Therefore, this says Yahweh Elohim, host of armies, the Elohim of Israel, see, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard, and I have called to them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, this says Yahweh, host of armies, the Elohim of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandments of Jehonadab, your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he has commanded you, therefore this says Yahweh, host of armies, the Elohim of Israel, Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not lack a man to stand before me forever. The Rechabites were tent dwellers, but because of the threat of Babylon, they moved to Jerusalem for refuge. Jeremiah brought them to the house of Yahweh and put them to the test, if they will continue to walk after the covenant that their fathers made with his children, that they will never drink wine. And because they kept this promise of their father, Yahweh blessed the Rechabites, so that there will always be descendants of them who will be in covenant with Yahweh and be part of his people. This is in contrast of what happened when Yahweh sent Jeremiah to speak to the house of Judah, and they rejected the messenger and the message of Yahweh. The Rechabites listened to their father, who told them not to drink wine. But Judah and Israel, whom Yahweh saved out of Egypt, refused to follow after Yahweh, their Elohim, and kept breaking his commandments. So the Rechabites were Gentiles that carried the promises of Yahweh. We have a similar event within the Gospels. Let's go read it. Yeshua sent out the 12 apostles. Luke 9 verse 1. And he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, neither staffs nor a bag, nor bread, nor money, nor each to have two tunics. And whatever house you enter into, abide there and depart from there. And whoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, proclaiming the gospel and healing everywhere. We have a parallel account of this story in Matthew and in Mark. Let's read the consequence of the rejection of the message of the gospel of the kingdom. Matthew 10 verse 5. Yeshua sent out these 12, commanding them, saying, do not go into the way of the nations, and do not enter into any city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jeremiah was sent to the house of Israel, Judah and the Israelites that were left in the north. Verse 7. And as you go, proclaim, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. You have received freely, freely give. Do not provide gold nor silver, nor copper in your purses, nor a bag for the journey, nor two coats, nor sandals, nor staffs, for the workman is worthy of his food. Verse 11. And into whatever city or village you enter, inquire who within it is worthy, and there abide until you go away from there. And when you come into a house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come on it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Truly I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. In the Gospel of Mark we have the same account, and this is what was written down. Mark 6 verse 11. And whoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Truly I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and proclaimed that men should repent. Jeremiah's message was one of repentance, and it came from Yahweh. The disciples' message was one of repentance, and it came from Yeshua, the son of Yahweh. Except for a remnant, most rejected this message. In the times of Jeremiah, as well as in the times of Yeshua, Paul, and the disciples. Yeshua gave us this parable, the parable of the wedding feast. Matthew 22 verse 1. And Yeshua answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who made a marriage for his son. And he sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent out his servant, saying, tell those who are invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage. But not caring, they went their ways, one to his field, another to his trading. And the rest took his servants and treated them spitefully and killed them. Verse 7. But when the king heard, he was angry, and he sent out his armies and destroyed those murderers and burnt up their city. Then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the exits of the highways, and as many as you shall find, invite them to the marriage. So the servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was filled with reclining guests. And the king coming in to look over the guest, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. And he said to him, friend, how did you come in here without having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen." During the time of Jeremiah, Yahweh sent Jeremiah to the Rechabites. He even took them to the temple grounds and made a promise to them. Later, we read in the book of Acts that Paul was sent to the Gentiles. I already shared that both Israel and Judah broke the covenant that Yahweh made at Mount Sinai. Accepted for a remnant of the Jews who represented Israel during the times of the Acts of the Apostles, the house of Judah rejected Yeshua, and they went as far and killed the apostles and tried their very best to kill Paul as well. But Yahweh saved him from their hands. Paul became the apostle unto the Gentiles. Jeremiah prophesies destruction. Jeremiah chapter 14. Famine, sword, and pestilence. The word of Yahweh that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns, and it gets lashing. They are fallen to the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem is gone up. And their nobles have sent their little ones for water. They came to the cisterns and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and blushed, and covered their heads. Because the ground became cracked, for there was no rain in the earth, the ploughmen were put to shame, they covered their heads. Yes, the deer also gave birth in the field, but left it, because there was no grass. And the wild donkeys that stand in the high places, they sniffed up the wind like jackals, their eyes have failed, because there was no grass. Verse 7. O Yahweh, thou our iniquities testify against us, you do it for your name's sake, for our backslidings are many, we have sinned against you. O exception of Jerusalem, the saviour of it in times of trouble, why should you be as stranger in the land, and as a traveller that turns in to stay for a night? Why should you be as a man stunned, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet you, O Yahweh, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Do not leave us. This says Yahweh to this people. This have they loved, to wander. They have not refrained their feet. Therefore, Yahweh does not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit punishment for their sins. Then said Yahweh to me, make no prayer for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not listen to their cry, and when they offer burnt offering and an oblation, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword, and by famine, and by the pestilence. When King Jehoiakim burnt the scroll that Jeremiah sent with Baruch, Yahweh saw this as the rejection of his hand of salvation, and the promise that he made to King Josiah about the fullness of the curses that was written in the book of the law was now coming into play. But here is the thing. After the great war between Egypt and Babylon, Babylon's army returned back to their own lands. It took 5 years before these prophecies of Jeremiah came into play. And during these times, we had false prophets, not from Yahweh, who spoke lies to Jehoiakim. Lying prophets. Verse 13. Then said I, O very, Master Yahweh, see, the prophets say to them, you shall not see the sword, neither shall you have famine, but I will give you true peace in this place. Then Yahweh said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither have I spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision and divination, and a thing of vanity, and the deceit of their own heart. Therefore this says Yahweh concerning the prophets and the prophecy in my name. And I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed, and the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they shall have no one to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Therefore you shall say this word to them, let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous blow. Verse 18. If I go forth into the field, then see the slain with the sword, and if I enter into the city, then see them that are sick with famine. Yes, both the prophets and the priests go out into a land that they know not. Have you utterly rejected Judah? Has your being loathed Zion? Why have you smitten us, and there is no healing for us? We looked for peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and see trouble. We acknowledge, O Yahweh, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not despise us for your name's sake. Do not dishonor the throne of your glory. Remember, break not your covenant with us. Are there any among the worthless Elohim of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heaven give showers? Are not you He, O Yahweh our Elohim? Therefore we will wait upon you, for you have made all these things. These false prophets spoke the deceit of their own heart. In the times of Jehoiakim, Jeremiah brought the true oracles of Yahweh, and it was rejected. The people and their king rather chose to listen to the prophets that spoke of the things that they want to hear. And the message was that there will be peace and that the king will live long. They prophesied in the name of Yahweh and proclaimed that Yahweh will not destroy Jerusalem, for his great house is there. And Yahweh will not end the line of Jehoiakim, because of a promise made to King David that there will be a descendant from him that will sit on the throne in Jerusalem forever. Today we have the full prophecies of Scripture from Genesis to Revelation speaking of the destruction and the coming judgment. And yet the prophets of today still speak of peace forever, and that Yahweh will never destroy his people. This is spoken in all three major religions of Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Jeremiah chapter 15. The Lord will not relent. Then said Yahweh to me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be changed towards this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass, if they say to you, where shall we go forth? Then you shall tell them, this says Yahweh, such as are for death to death, and such as are for the sword to the sword, and such as are for the famine to the famine, and such as are for the exile to the exile. And I will appoint over them four kinds of punishments, says Yahweh, the sword to kill, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. And I will cause them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth, because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for all that he did in Jerusalem. The scattering of all Israel, as it is written down in the book of Deuteronomy. Verse 5. For who shall have pity upon you, O Jerusalem, or who shall mourn for you, or who shall turn aside to ask how you are doing? You have forsaken me, says Yahweh. You have gone backward. Therefore I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary of relenting. And I will winnow them with a winnowing fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their own paths. Their widows are increased before me more than the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them, against the mother of the young men, a plunderer at noon. I shall cause agitation and sudden alarm to fall on the city. She that has borne seven languishes. She shall breathe her last. Her son is gone down while it was yet day. She has been ashamed and humiliated, and the rest of them will I deliver to the sword before their enemies, says Yahweh. Jeremiah's complaint. Verse 10. Woe is me, my mother, that you have borne me, a man of strife and a man of contention, to the whole earth. I have neither lent on interest, nor men have lent to me on interest, yet every one of them does curse me. Yahweh said, Did I not direct you for your good? Did I not intercede for you in the time of evil, and in a time of affliction against the enemy? Shall iron break the northern iron and the steel? Your substance and your treasures will I give to the plunderer without price, for all your sins, even in all your borders. And I will make you to pass with your enemies into a land that you do not know, for a fire is lit in my anger, which shall burn upon you. O Yahweh, you know, remember me and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in your patience. Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found, and I did eat them. And your words was to me the joy and the gladness of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Yahweh Elohim, host of armies. Verse 17. I sat not in the congregations of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of your hand upon my life, for you have filled me with displeasure. Why is my pain everlasting, and my wounds incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you be to me as a mirage which cannot be trusted? Therefore this says Yahweh, if you make repentance, then will I bring you again, and you shall stand before me. And if you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but return not to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall, and they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you, says Yahweh. And I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you out of the hand of the ruthless. Jeremiah asked Yahweh, But what about me? He was not just speaking of himself, but of all the people that listened to the message and repented. These last verses are prophecy of the ingathering and the victory that is written down in the books of Revelation and Daniel. Jeremiah chapter 16. Famine, sword, and death. The word of Yahweh came also to me, saying, You shall not take a wife, neither shall you have sons or daughters in this place. For this says Yahweh concerning the sons and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bore them, and concerning their fathers that begat them in this land. They shall die of grievous deaths. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as dung upon the face of the earth, and they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine. And their corpses shall be food for the fowls of the heavens, and for the beasts of the earth. For this says Yahweh, Enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament for them. For I have taken away my peace from this people, says Yahweh, even long kindness and mercy. Verse 6. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, nor cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Neither shall men tear themselves for them in mourning, to comfort them for the dead. Neither shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or for their mother. You shall not also go into the house of feasting, to sit with them to eat and drink. For this is Yahweh, host of armies, the Elohim of Israel. See, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of rejoice and the voice of joy, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And it shall come to pass, when you shall show this people all these words, and they shall say to you, Why has Yahweh pronounced all this great evil against us? Or, What is our iniquity? Or, What is our sin that we have committed against Yahweh our Elohim? Verse 11. Then shall you say to them, Because your fathers have forsaken me, says Yahweh, and have had their ways after other Elohim, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my Torah, And you have done worse than your fathers, for see, you have your way, each one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not listen to me. Therefore will I cast you out of this land, and in a land that you know not, neither you nor your fathers, and there shall you serve other Elohim day and night, where I will not show you favor. The Lord will restore Israel. Verse 14. Therefore, see, the days come, says Yahweh, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh lives, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Yahweh lives, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands where he had driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave to their fathers. See, I will send for many fishers, says Yahweh, and they shall fish them. And after that I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, and from every hill, and out of the holes of the rocks. For my eyes are upon all their paths, they are not hidden from my face, neither is their iniquity hidden from my eyes. And first I will repay their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with the corpses of their detestable and abominable things. Verse 19. O Yahweh, my strength and my stronghold, and my refuge in the day of tribulation, the Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth, and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited only lies, only vanity, and things in which there is no profit. Shall a man make Elohim to himself that are not Elohim? Therefore, see, I will this time cause them to know, I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh. Jeremiah 16 verse 14 to 21 given is the final part, as well as the reason why we will have tribulation in the end days. The context of Israel is not only the house of Judah, but the whole house of Israel, all 12 tribes, restored back to their land. Again, this comes from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30, and this will include the Gentiles that come back with them and acknowledge Yahweh as Elohim. The context of Israel and Gentiles becomes clearer when you study through the books of Acts, Romans chapter 7 to 11, and the prophet Hosea chapters 1 to 3. Deuteronomy 30 verse 1. And it shall be, when all these things have come on you, the blessings and the curse which I have set before you, and when you shall call them to mind among all the nations where Jehovah your God has driven you, and shall return to Jehovah your God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your sons, with all your heart and with all your soul, then Jehovah your God will turn your captivity, and he will have compassion on you, and will return and gather you from all the nations where Jehovah your God has scattered you. If you are driven out into the utmost parts of the heavens, Jehovah your God will gather you from there, and he will bring you from there. And Jehovah your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it. And he will do you good, and multiply you above your fathers. Verse 6. And Jehovah your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed, to love Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul, so that you may live. And Jehovah your God will put all these curses on your enemies, and on all those who hate you, who persecuted you. And you shall return and obey the voice of Jehovah, and do all his commandments which I command you today. First, Jehovah will send the fishers, and they will fish for Yahweh's people. Then he will send his hunters, and they will hunt down Yahweh's people. But Yahweh will be king over Israel in the land promised to Abraham. Let's end this study with the parable of the tenants. Matthew 21 verse 33. Here another parable. There was a certain housemaster who planted a vineyard and hedged it round about, and dug a winepress in it, and built a tower, and rented it to vine dressers, and went into a far country. And when the season of the fruits drew near, he sent his servants to the vine dressers to receive its fruits. And the vine dressers took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them. But last of all he sent his son to them, saying, They will respect my son. But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said amongst themselves, This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and get hold of his inheritance. And taking him, they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Verse 40. Therefore, when the Lord of the vineyard comes, what will he do to these vine dressers? They said to him, Bad men. He will miserably destroy them and will rent out his vineyard to other vine dressers who will give him the fruit in their seasons. Yeshua said to them, Did you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, this one has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to the nation bringing out its fruits. And he who falls on this stone shall be broken, but on whomever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he spoke of them. But seeking to lay hands on him, they feared the crowd, because they held him for a prophet. Next week we will carry on with Jehoiachin, the son of Jehoiakim, and bring the prophet Ezekiel into our narrative. Thank you and God bless. Shalom.
Join us every Tuesday online to discuss the Jeremiah study and learn more about Israel's true national identity. Email Kimberly at tabernacleofdavidrestored.com for full details.